following is a message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Well, another special thing that we have today is that we have Max Fetisoff with us. Of True Hope, yes. And Max is part of a ministry that we support, but also he's part of our family here. How many, we always like to do this, how many of you have been to Ukraine and ministered with Max or his team? So this is an opportunity for us just to spend time together as a family with Max, to hear a little bit about what's going on at True Hope and also to hear from his heart. So I just want to bring Max up and I'm going to bless him as he gets started. Can I just pray for you? I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, we thank you for the gift that Max is to us as a family. We thank you, Lord, just for the word that you've put in his heart. And we just receive the word that you have for us this morning through Max. Pray that he would be blessed as he shares in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yep. Okay, let's see. I'm not as tall. Look at that. Hallelujah. Good morning. It's so good to be back. I think this may be a little too loud for some of you. You know, I noticed that men got really excited about omelets.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking about food this morning, the spiritual food. I hope you're all hungry. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for the fact that we can come to your throne as we are, and we can worship your name, we can be in your presence, and we don't have to ever leave your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us. And we pray that this morning, today, and every day, your name is glorified through our lives. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be back, but I have to say it was very much of a spontaneous trip and totally outside of our plan and outside of the normal these days, because as God spoke to me in the morning, he woke me up at 4 a.m. Back in Ukraine and told me Amanda and I had to come to the States, which, by the way, my wife says hello to all of you. She wishes she was here. And so God spoke to me, and I'm like, 4 a.m, is this really why you woke me up, to go to the States now? Everybody's telling us to not travel, to be safe, to, you know, all of these things that the world is telling us to do, to stay safe and healthy, and God is saying, go to the States. And I said, okay. I mean, we love when God speaks, right? But I also like confirmations. So I said, God, you're going to have to confirm. You know me. You know how to talk to me. I need a couple more confirmations. Long story short, by noon, he gave me 2 more confirmations, which was enough for me to know that God was sending us to come to the States. Of course, at noon, I was kind of praying about Amanda hearing from the Lord as well. Because I'm quick with change and easy for me, but not for her. So I said, hey, babe, you know what? God spoke to me this morning, and he said we should go to the States. And she said, well, we will, you know, next year. I said, no, no, now. And she's like, well, now? I said, yeah. Could you look for tickets? And she said, okay. Which was another confirmation to me that she said yes right away. So she looked for tickets, and she found only 2 available for the price that was good for us, and it was, you know, decent price. And so she got it right away without even calling to check. She just got it 3 days after God spoke. We were on the plane coming here. And I mean, it's one thing when you hear the Lord and you're like, oh, that's a good word. It's another thing when we act on what he says to do. Are you hearing this? Our life is a walk of faith. Well, let's walk it out. Let's live it out by being obedient to his word. Amen. And so, of course, our trip wasn't easy. He never promised it would be easy. He only promised to be with us. Are you hearing this? Isn't this good? That's who he is. He's faithful. He's loving. He's caring. He's present. And he speaks. And so when we were on our way, we had a layover in Amsterdam, which according to rules, it's totally illegal. If we have a layover there, they will only let an American back in the States, not a Ukrainian, so I wouldn't be able to get in the country. But of course, you know, in God's kingdom, it's all different, and they made an exception and let me on board, in the, you know, on the plane. They wouldn't separate me from my wife, and they let us go, and we arrived. And when we arrived to the States, we had to split up. She went to Texas to visit her family. I came up here to Minneapolis. And when she got to Texas, straight from the airport, she went to the hospital. Her mom got really sick. And 10 hours later, her mom passed away. But she got to spend some time with her mom. And she got to say goodbye. And she got to pray. Her mom was 80 years old and had a heart condition of some kind. But all that to say is that it wouldn't happen if we wouldn't be obedient. She wouldn't get those hours with her mom. God didn't have to do it, but because he's a loving, kind Papa God, he does that for us. And I'm here today, not because it's an agenda, not because it's in the calendar, not because it's Christmas, but because God said to go. And I believe I'm here to remind you of his goodness. I believe I'm here to remind you of the fact that he is Almighty God. You know, you guys, I've traveled quite a few nations because God has sent me. But I have to say that I haven't seen a nation such as America that has so much freedom yet lives in a lot of spiritual bondage. Are you hearing this? The church is not the body that God created to be hidden, to be put away, to be put on hold. The church that God created was intended to lead the way. So I encourage you to be bold. I encourage you to be brave as the body of Christ, to do what he says to do, to pray, to intercede, to believe, to hope, and to spread that amongst those that you live or work with or wherever you are at. That is our great commission. That is our great assignment from the heaven. I mean, we don't need to have, you know, heaven open up and speak to us again. We know God already spoke that to us. He sent us to preach the gospel. So let's do that by being obedient. Amen. I do want to read one scripture with you, if you would open with me. James 1. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. I want to emphasize the fact that your Father, my Father, our Heavenly Father, God, who's the Father of lights, he does not change. This world brings a lot of changes. A lot of good changes, a lot of advancements, a lot of bad changes, a lot of chaotic changes that we're all living through, a lot of health changes, all kinds of garbage. He does not change. He remains still. He remains amazing. That's who he is. He's the God of healing. He is God of hope. He is God of presence, and he is a glorious God. And the scripture teaches us that he does not change, nor that he shares his glory with anyone. That is encouraging. Amen? So I want to encourage you to spend some time meditating on, and I love that your topic today and this month is Jesus. It should always be our topic, right? He's always the center of our lives, and he's always the one we talk about, the one we think about, the one we want to be with. We're longing to be with him. And what does that look like? I don't want it to look like, you know, a service that's 30 minutes long. I don't want to restrict him. I don't want to limit him. In fact, I pray that all the limits in my lives that limit my Almighty God are taken off, are knocked down by whatever needs to happen. And I believe this is the time when God is shaking the church. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken and will fall. And everything that has to remain standing, which is his church, will remain standing. So I encourage you to be confident in the fact that he is on your side. And that is enough. And that is enough. I should probably update you about what's going on in Ukraine. So we also are going through, since March, are going through the intense, restriction lifestyle, masks and all those things, stay at home and things are shut down. Certain grocery stores are not even open every day. So it's a tough season for everybody. But through all these difficulties, we have witnessed God's hand like never before. He is at work. He did not stop being merciful. He did not stop being generous. He's still the God that we have known for all this time and more. He is God of more. And so we have seen him at work all the time. And we are so honored we get to participate in his work. About 2 months ago, I was visiting one of the orphan single moms, girls in transitional apartment. And after I was done visiting her, I came out of the apartment building. We have, big apartment buildings. I came out of the apartment building and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, look under the balcony. You know, these are big, tall apartment buildings and the balconies are like a spot for cats or dogs, so you don't really care about what's under there unless you care about those pets, which I don't. Thank you for being gracious. So I'm like, I don't have time for this. I have my thing I'm doing. And so the Holy Spirit again said, look under the balcony. So sure enough, I go under the balcony. I climb under there and there's no dogs, no cats, but I hear a baby. And so I go deeper into the, I don't know what you call it, like a basement of an apartment building where all the plumbing is. I mean, it's a locked up place. People can't actually have access to it. So anyway, it's this basement. And I looked down there, and there's a little boy laying down. He's about 2 years old. So he's just laying there, kind of crying, kind of not. I don't know what he was asking for, or he didn't talk. So I picked him up, I got in, picked him up, climbed out of this little window, and was holding him, looking around. There's nobody to hand the baby to. So I'm starting to walk away towards the car, and here's this young girl running towards me, screaming, "This is my baby, don't take my baby." And I'm like, no, I'm not taking him. I said, hi, what's your name? She said, my name is Katya. And I said, okay, Katya, why are you here? Why is this little boy here? And she said, well, that's my son. His name is Oleg, and we're just living here temporarily. I'm like, well, how long is temporarily? She said, well, about 6 months. I'm like, that sounds like it's not temporarily. Do you need help? And she said, if you can. And so she got down there, picked up some of her stuff, and you know, here they all are coming with me now into the car, and we're driving to one of our transitional housing, and I'm trying to talk to her as we're driving and understand what happened. She says, I'm an orphan, I got pregnant, I was kicked out of this dorm, I was sent out of, you know, that place, I didn't have a place to stay, and then I lost my paperwork, so I couldn't even show up to ask for a place because I don't really have a name, but this baby was grown already, and we were living in a garage of this grandpa, but then he discovered we were there, so then he kicked us out, and so we're on the street. I'm like, listen, so what you need is a family. Is that right? And she said, yes. And you know, she had this deep breath of relief. And I said, well, we can give that to you. So we took her into the apartment. Of course, I picked up another minister along the way, and she was telling her the way things work in the transitional housing that we provide, how we would care for her and what she needed to do. And it's been 2 months that she's lived in a transitional house. And she texted me as I was here just last week. She texted me and she said, Max, I just wanted to thank you so much for providing all these helpers, all these ministers, and this family to my son and I. And I want to do something in return. I want to give back. Can I babysit other kids? And you know, that's such a little thing, but she wants to give back. And that's how the kingdom works. You sow, and you think, well, that has no fruit. I mean, where is the fruit? Well, you were not sent to watch it grow. You were sent to sow. Are you hearing this? He will send those that need to harvest. Maybe it's you in another place. So that, to me, is such a testimony that you and I can be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and not only in church, but wherever we are, we can be sensitive, not only hear his voice, but be obedient to his voice and see his glory through those little simple acts of obedience. So I encourage you once again to be brave, to be bold like never before. I believe this is the time for the church to step out in this assurance that you are in the right place. You are with the right attitude. You are with the right approach and the right heart, because you represent the heart of the Father who does not change. Even though the world gets all different and twisted and strange. Hallelujah. I would like to open another scripture with you guys really quick. Isaiah 45. You're probably all familiar with this. But it says, I'll read it in Russian if you don't mind. Just one verse. Isaiah 45, 2. Verse 2. И он сказал, я сделаю прямыми путями ваши дороги и уравняю горы. And he spoke and he said that he will level the mountains before you. You can read more. I mean, the whole chapter is quite amazing. But he's saying, he's calling you by name. He's giving you a name. He's giving me a name. And I mean, that's his voice, you guys. It's not just somebody, it's not your parents. It's your God who's giving you a name and giving you an assignment. And he says, listen, when I'm giving you an assignment, nothing will be in your way. Nothing can stand in your way when you are doing his assignment, when you are doing his work. He will make mountains level before you. I love that. I love that he cares for everything that, I mean, he's got his plan that he's still following, that he's still fulfilling through you and I. No matter what we think this world is going through, which we are not even supposed to look at, we don't look with our physical eyes at this world. We look through the spiritual eyes. We listen through the spiritual ears. Are you hearing me, you guys? That's really how we're supposed to be living. And in Ephesians chapter 3, again, you can study the whole chapter. It's quite amazing. But he's reminding to you and I that he is going to strengthen your inner man. which means that you should be aware not only of the physical realm and things and be distracted by it, but we should be focused on the spiritual. We should know and watch, what is the Spirit doing now? What is He speaking? Where is He sending me? What is He telling me? And I mean, you know, I believe that God has invited us now to repent as the church. Repent for the fact that we did not look with the spiritual eyes, that we did not listen with the spiritual ears, that we did not speak when we needed to speak. We stayed silenced as the church. We stayed quiet as the church. We stayed in the background as the church. And through repentance, great revival comes. It's always been that way. So I want to pray with you as His church, as His body, and repent for the fact that we weren't obedient, that we chose not to listen, that fear got the best of us, that the news got the best of us, that our ears were shut down and our eyes were blinded and whatever else happened and our neighbors scared us and we kind of fell into that wave and were riding it and didn't even know we were in it until it was already too late. So today, it's never too late to repent, right? So I encourage you as the church to start that revival within your heart by repenting. Father, we thank You for this morning. We thank You for this opportunity to come to Your throne with humble hearts. We do come to You as the bride who You see as flawless and holy. And we are so flawed. We are so messed up. And we come to You because we need You, because we love You, because we cannot do it without You. So we come to You, Lord, today, and we say, forgive us. Forgive us for not listening. Forgive us for not being obedient. Forgive us, Lord. Have Your way in our lives. Have Your way in our hearts. Have Your way in this country, have Your way in this world. We as the church are listening to You, God. We as the church are watching what You are doing, and we want to be part of that. The scripture says, seek My face, pray to Me, says Your God. Lord, today we are seeking Your face, and every day we are seeking Your face. We are seeking this close relationship with You that we long for, that we are lacking. We were born into this world with void, with a feeling of void, and that void can only be filled with You. So we ask You to fill us up, Lord. Families can't fill us up. Gifts can't fill us up. Success can't fill us up. This world can't fill us up. It's only You. So we depend on You. We belong to You. We are addicted to You because that's how You created us to be. So, Father, we worship You today. We lift up Your name above all names. And we say, Jesus, Your death, Your blood was enough. Your resurrection is sufficient for all of us. And we thank You. We are not going to look for another solution. You are the only way out for us. You are the only solution. You are the only one that can fix all the broken things. And we thank You, Lord. We thank You for Your forgiveness. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your faithfulness. Just start saying thank You for whatever it is that you see Him do in your life. Those are His names. We thank You for hope. I thank You for healing. I thank You for restoration. I thank You for reconciliation. I thank You for the fact that we have a way out. I thank you for a safe place. I thank you for the hunger that you have placed in me. I thank you for the humble hearts that you have given to us. I thank you that you're strengthening my inner man. I thank you, Lord, that we have the body to belong to. I thank you that you are God of faith and God of hope and never-ending love. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Help us to always stay focused on you. Help us to always be filled with you and nothing else. You are the best filter for us. So, Lord, fill us up this morning. Fill us up, God. Hallelujah. I feel like the Lord is speaking to some of you here this morning, and he's reminding of his goodness. He's reminding to you of the fact that he is God. And when your circumstances are telling you it is not real right now, it's not going to work out right now, God is saying, yes, it will. I feel like that's the word for somebody specific here. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I am your God, and I am hearing you. Not only that I'm listening, but I am answering. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. I want to open another scripture with you really quick. Psalms 27. You probably know this scripture and maybe even memorized it. If you haven't, I do encourage you to do that. Psalms 27. I haven't memorized it in English yet. So I'll read, starting from verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Don't we want him to answer? I mean, when we pray, when we ask, we want him to answer. This is David's prayer. This is David's lifestyle before God. You know, he always messed up, but he always repented and he always cried out. I mean, we do the same. I don't know if we cry out enough, but we definitely mess up enough. Verse 8, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will see. Can you make that declaration for yourself? Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me. Oh God, my salvation. What more do we need? I mean, he already said that. I am your salvation. I am your protection. I am your everything. Whatever you needed, whatever you thought you needed, he already answered. He already fulfilled. He already prepared. He's ahead of you. So I encourage you, church, to stay faithful, to stay committed, to stay connected, not only to the news, the information. Today, it's so available to everybody. Even if you're at the store, you're hearing things you shouldn't be listening to. Listen, we can tune it down. Are you hearing me? And instead of tuning into this world's day of information, we can tune into the heavenly one and spread that wave of information, because that is the only truth available to all. So I encourage you to be brave, to be bold, and to be obedient. Amen. Amen. Pastor Renee. Amen.
Yeah, you can sit for now. Good word, Max. Thank you so much. I do want to just mention, Max shared a little bit about the ministry that they do there in True Hope, but they serve a lot of people. At Christmas time, they are providing gifts for about 3,000 kids, mostly orphans. And so this year, we didn't have our Angel Tree outreach. For those of you that usually sew into that, we weren't able to do Angel Tree this year because of the restrictions and things in the prisons and all of that. And so if you would normally have sewn into that, I would encourage you to sew into providing Christmas for True Hope, helping to sew into that. They also have quite a bit of additional expenses happening right now just because of pandemic stuff and having to meet needs there. They don't quite have the same safety nets that we have here for these kinds of things. And so I would encourage you to sew into True Hope. Max will be here this afternoon, not this afternoon. Max will be here after service. But also if you go online to truehopeukraine.com, okay, you can give there and sew into that to really help meet those needs. They have a lot of people that they're sewing into during this time. So I would encourage you to do that. Thank you, Max, so much for coming and sharing with us. How many of you were blessed? We just had a month where we focused on the Holy Spirit. Our sermon series last month was the Holy Spirit. And how many of you were blessed to see the example of being led by the Holy Spirit and what Max shared today? Just even what brought him here, it just has encouraged me. This whole last month, it's encouraged me just to tune in to the Holy Spirit in a different way. And I was just thinking as we were talking, or as he was talking, I was listening, Max, but the Lord was also talking to me. And he was reminding me of, there was a few months ago, there was a couple of times where I felt like the Lord had pointed out somebody to me in a store. One time it was in the parking lot of the store, and another time it was at a different store, and was urging me or encouraging me to go and talk with them. And one of them, he just encouraged me to go help them with their groceries because they were loading groceries into the car. And I didn't do it. And I remember wrestling with myself in this, and one of the reasons I didn't do it is because I felt like, well, that's none of my business. We have this very individualistic, I don't want them to think that I think they need help, or you know, whatever it is. And I was justifying it in myself that, you know, and that was one of the times. I don't want them to think I'm pitying them or whatever else. But I wrestled with it in my spirit because I knew that the Lord was moving me to do that. And I knew better than to think that my thoughts were better thoughts than his thoughts. And the other time, it was really, just in all honesty, I went, I really do not have time for that today. I am on my way somewhere. I'm running late. I really don't have time. And I feel like the Lord was just reminding me of that, because what I said as I was pulling out of the parking lot, after kind of missing that opportunity, something in me just kind of broke. And there was this kind of grieving in me where I said, Lord, I know you're speaking to me. Please don't stop speaking to me. And he said, well, I need you to start listening. And I just was reminded of that this morning when Max was sharing. The Lord is speaking to us in this season. And there are so many voices, including our own voice, that says we're in a hurry, or that person doesn't want me to interfere with their life today, or whatever it is. Can we all be encouraged that the voice of the Lord is a better voice, that his thoughts are better than our thoughts as it relates to that? And even, I believe, one of the things that I feel like he's speaking to me is that, because my concern is if I'm going to step into somebody's life, they won't be responsive to it. This is a season where people will be responsive. This is a time when people need the voice of the Lord to interrupt them in their day through you. And so even this morning, I just feel like I'm walking in a spirit of repentance. Just as he prayed, I'm feeling that stirring in me, that repentance of, Lord, don't stop speaking to me. I want to obey. I want to walk in that. And so I just encourage us to press into that. We've been, this last month, we've been drawn into being reminded that every time we step into obedience, that when we reach back for the power of the Holy Spirit, it's there. That's what we've been reminded in, that what it means to be led by the Spirit and to know I'm never going to be led by the Spirit and reach back for something and not have it, not have His power in that moment, not have His words or His grace or His love in that moment. And so now as we come into this month, one of the things that that I've just been focusing on as we're thinking about the names of Jesus and who He is that He wants to be represented on the earth in this day. That we can get so focused on everything else that's happening, everything else that's being named, but He wants to be represented through us in this day. And so we want to press into that. We want to be led by the Spirit, and we want to know the person that we're representing, who He is, that He comes as the hope. He comes as the peace that people need in the midst of it. He comes as in our own lives, but also in the lives of those around us who don't have the connection that we have to Him. They don't have that they can press into. They don't have that reality of the verse that Max read that says, I know that when I seek You, I'll find You, that when I call to You, that You're going to come. So this is the season for calling out to the Lord, and this is the season then for walking out those things that He speaks to us. Amen? I'm excited. I'm excited about what it means when we really begin to focus on the person of Jesus. I'm excited about what it does inside of us when we begin to focus on who He is, and not just who He is up there in heaven or who He was back there when the nativity story happened, but who He wants to be right now today, who He wants to be in our lives, who He wants to be in the lives of the people around us. I just feel like this is not just another Christmas. This is a time for us to connect to the reality of who Jesus is in a really unique way. And whatever that looks like for you, please definitely do it in a way that works for you. But all throughout Scripture, I'm going to tell you to Google something. I probably shouldn't do that. But you can Google the names of Jesus and just let that be an exploration point. Begin to start looking at what has He been called? And then what does it look like when He shows up as that? Jesus is the light of the world. What does it look like when He shows up as the light? And begin to press into that reality. Jesus, hope of the nations. What does it look like for Him to be the hope of the nations? And am I connecting to the reality of Him as our hope, as the hope of the nations? Can you give Heather a heads up that I would love to have the youth come up in about 5-ish minutes? Okay, thanks. So I'm excited about kind of pressing into that together as we delve into this Christmas season and look at it with different eyes. I feel like last month we looked at the Holy Spirit with fresh eyes, and I want us to look at who Jesus is with fresh eyes in this month to come. I'm looking forward to just kind of seeing where that goes. I do want to invite you for our candlelight service. Just wanted to confirm it's 9:30 a.m. on December 20th, just in case, because sometimes people think darkness when they think candlelight. But it's just a special time as a family. We've just enjoyed having that kind of as a tradition over the last couple years. But I also believe, is the door locked? I also believe that it's going to be a special time of just an impartation from the Lord as we press into that. So I invite you to that. I would like to, before we go, hopefully the youth are ready. I'm going to ask them if they would come up and sing that song, The Blessing, over us again before we dismiss. And I just want us to receive, again, from that generation, the reality of who Jesus is. and that we would receive and know that in this season, we're going to receive from the fullness. Are you guys good to go? Okay. We're going to receive from the fullness of everything that Jesus came to bring. So, if you guys would go ahead and thank you for ministering to us. We're going to stand and just receive. And I also just want to pray a special blessing over True Hope in the ministry there. So before they start, I'm going to do that. Lord, we thank you for the ways that you're moving in this nation, and we thank you for the ways that you're moving in Ukraine. We thank you for years and years of seed that has been sown through Max and through his ministry. And we thank you that even in the midst of these difficult times, that there is a harvest coming, that there is fruit that is coming. We just ask that you would send every resource they need to be able to represent you. We ask, God, that you would send laborers to work alongside them. We just pray for an extension of Max's team in Ukraine, God, that you would just continue to bring to them people that can be the workers and that can harvest and can become family to the people that they're ministering to. We just ask that you would meet every need. You would meet every need this Christmas, that you would meet every need for food and for housing and for just being able to celebrate together. We thank you for everything that you're doing there. We thank you for the more that's coming. And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing here, and we thank you for the more that's coming. We just choose to posture ourselves to receive the blessing of all that Jesus came to bring. Would we connect to that in a unique way today and in the days to come? Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. To learn more about us, please visit livingwatersmn.org.